If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And let me explain. First, it's free, and we all love free. Their creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it could be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listener. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So definitely check it out. I am using Anchor and I love it. Hey, this is your girl Jenny. We have been writing in our diary for quite some time, you guys. I think I wrote about 10 pages. I just filled my diary, so now it's time to share it with you guys. First of all, I hope everybody had a wonderful day in spite of, and I'm just going to leave it there in spite of, I mean, you can see what's going on in the news, you can see all the turmoil and all the separation and everything that's going on, and not just on the news and just the places, but within our own lives. And we do get affected by things that are happening in different places, different parts of the world. Other people do get affected by that. So, I mean, I think as a whole, you guys, we have a lot to talk to our diaries about tonight, and a lot of things that we need to get us up to. But one thing that I want to come back to is two episodes I talked about having control over your life and being motivated to do things, how to motivate yourself and continue doing things when you're not motivated, right? And I do believe that was like one of the key things that I stressed about, because that did help me so much, having to still get up and go to work, having to still get up and put a smile on your face, having to still get up and deal with people, having to still get up and take care of our children and do our daily tasks. It's kind of hard. We got things that are going on personally and things that we are battling within and not having an outlet. So I just, you know, you guys know me, I just want to use this platform and this diary to encourage not just you guys but myself and anybody within my voice. Because I know there is more than one or two people that are actually going through things, and I feel like they're going through it by themselves, or they feel like they have no person to talk to, no outlet at all. So I know this is like very old school, you guys, but I think we should tap into our teenage years and grab those diaries, those journals, and this is not just for women, you guys need an outlet too. Grab the journals and grab something to write with, and we can do this together, we can get some of our frustrations out together. But one thing that I do definitely want to touch on tonight, and we're going to be quick together, this is not going to be a 15-20 minute conversation, but I came across something that really stuck with me, and I just had to write it down, and I just had to get out and encourage someone. So, it's talking about having conversations with your loved ones, those inner thoughts, those inner voices, that because we all have those inner conversations with ourselves. Sometimes those inner conversations can make or break us and our sanity, our self-esteem, our willingness, our motivation. It can make or break all of these things, and it goes back to having those conversations with yourself. So the encouragement for tonight is in the inner conversation that we all have with ourselves. Make sure that it's the most important, and make sure that it's positive and constructive. Make sure that the things that we are having conversations with ourselves are, we're encouraging ourselves, right? And we are having healthy conversations. you wonder why somebody walks around and is negative all the time, is 9 times out of 10, it is the inner thought that's showing and reflecting on the outside. Because if you are thinking negative, if you are thinking bad thoughts all the time, and you keep telling yourself that you're not worth this, or you're not worthy of that, if you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not skinny enough, whatever negative things that most people say to themselves, that's what they're going to start reacting to. So we have to be very cautious and very aware of the conversations, of the inner conversations that we have within ourselves. And you have to get up and look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, like Mary J. Blige, this man is gorgeous. You guys go take a look and listen to that song if you guys haven't listened to it. Speak over, encourage yourself. I think it's even possible to encourage yourself again. The song is just talking, you know, you don't have anybody else talking to you. You gotta encourage yourself. You have to keep life over yourself. And it definitely takes practice to do that, you guys, and I know I have to make it a habit to do it over and over and over again. And even if you guys don't believe it right away, keep speaking those things into existence and keep speaking it over your life. And you want to be a better person, to go after that job. And you guys heard me say this in a few episodes. It all starts with in you. It all starts with yourself, right? And we cannot wait for anybody to give us self-esteem. We have to do it for ourselves. So we are not going to sit around and wait for anybody to compliment us. We're going to compliment our damn self. We're not going to wait for anybody to say that we're pretty. We're going to look in our mirrors and we're going to know that we are beautiful on the inside and out. Now don't get this twisted. There's a lot of people out here, men and women, that are beautiful on the outside, but they have an ugly ass heart. So in my opinion, if your heart is ugly, your face is ugly. And I know I'm not the only one that feels that way. So definitely, be cautious of that inner conversation that you are having with yourself. And if you have to talk to you have to write a message on your mirror, if you have to put sticky notes everywhere, if you have to put the time moment of sitting in your car before you go inside your home or go inside that job to have those inner conversations, those healthy conversations. And we're not going to fake it until we make it. We're going to start speaking these things into existence. I think a lot of people are walking in their, let me take that back. Someone asked me years and years and years ago, am I just living or am I just existing? So in my opinion, there are a lot of people in this world that are walking and just existing and they're not living. Because they have not come to find a way to love themselves. They're waiting for the world and society to give them some type of fulfillment that they're not going to get. And that's a false fulfillment if you really think about it, in my opinion. Because if the world can tell you that the world can make you feel good, then the world can make you feel bad. If that's making sense. So we're not going to depend on the world to make us feel good. We're not going to depend on the world to say that we are beautiful, we're worthy, we are deserving of certain things in life. That's why it's very important for you to believe it and to know it and to walk into your own truth for yourself.
Guys, that I think it's a really good book for you guys to read. I have read it and I do like it, and I encourage you guys to read it as well. And it is by Linda Dillo. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her last name right, but it's first name is Linda, last name is spelled Dillow, and it's called A Woman's Guide to Finding Contentment, Calm My Anxious Heart. This is not just for women. It's not just for women, but it's dedicated to women. Definitely read that book, you guys. It speaks about going through things and calming your heart and how to handle things, loving yourself. It's a book about encouragement. So definitely recommend that. It is called Calm My Anxious Heart. You guys can go to Amazon or the Audible, if I said that correctly, and check that out as well. Linda, her last name is Dillow. I'm sorry, Miss Linda, if I mispronounced your last name, but definitely you guys go and check out that book. That's all I have for you guys tonight. I think I went over just by a little bit, but it's still under 15 minutes, so we're coming in at 11 minutes and some. But definitely remember, if you don't remember anything, remember that. Make sure you have a healthy conversation within yourself, and make sure that the things that you're saying to yourself, that they're positive and they are encouraging, and take those necessary steps to do so and to believe the words that you're saying and speak those things into existence. If you guys want to have further the conversation, or if you guys want to add to the conversation, hit me up on my Instagram, GSL_radio, or you guys can email me your thoughts. Or if you guys have another book that speaks about these, speak about the topic, then definitely email me at hostginasheree@gmail.com. Again, hostginasheree@gmail.com, and drop those book links so we can get those shared with everybody else. You guys can leave me a message right here on Anchor, and that's anchor.fm/Gina764. Also, if you guys want to respond right away, then you guys can definitely, I have a text message that is set up for quick response, and the number is 623-349-4339. Again, it's 623-349-4339. And you guys can text me any feedback that you guys have, and let me know what you guys think about the topic. If you guys have encouraging things that you do for yourself, so that we can share it with others. Like I said, if you guys have any book ideas, definitely share those as well. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and you guys have a wonderful and blessed day. This is your girl, Gina Sheree, and thank you for tuning in to Dear Diary. And remember, love somebody, hug somebody, and encourage somebody. This is your girl, Gina Sheree, signing off.